Here we go. I'm way to your head and maybe your heart. The business of the day, business of the weekend is your health and well-being. And here to help you understand how all of that works, how it gets put together, is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another weekend edition of the Good Day program. It's called Good Day Health. In a matter of speaking, the next 2 hours are devoted to you and your well-being. Dr. Ken will report on the medical breakthroughs of the week, the news, and probably the saddest story of the week when it comes to realizing what happens to one's health as one lives his or her life is the reality of James Gandolfini dying at the age of 51. And how he died was reminiscent a little of Elvis Presley when I found out what the real, you know, it's kind of crude, Ken, but it is what it is.
Well, there's a lot of lessons for everybody. And when we talked about this a little earlier in the week, the details weren't in, but we now know a lot about what happened. Apparently, the night before he died of a heart attack, which has been now confirmed, he had taken 8 drinks of alcohol. He also had battled with cocaine earlier in life. We know that whenever somebody early in life in their 20s presents with a heart attack, the first through 10 reasons for the cause of that heart attack that goes through doctors' minds is cocaine. Yeah. And so clearly these two issues played a role in all this. And take a look at him. You can see his belly just breaking through the buttons of his coat currently. So clearly he was way out of the trim level, if I may say.
Yeah.
He was not at ideal body weight, far from it. His habits were not good. The night before he died, look at the menu that he was eating, foie gras and a lot of fried foods, and his level of saturated fat at his final dinner was off the Richter scale. And we know that the fats that you consume in the last meal can trigger actual plaques in your coronaries rupturing. And that's how heart attacks occur. Most of us, hopefully not all of us, most of us, as we get on in age, in middle age, develop these pimples on the inner lining of the circulation to the heart, the coronaries. This is the beginning of what we call coronary artery disease. And as these pimples grow, they get in the way of blood flow. But only after these pimples block at least 70% of flow do you get symptoms: chest discomfort, shortness of breath, unexplained fatigue, palpitations, dizziness, lightheadedness. It can even be jaw discomfort, upper back discomfort. Any of these symptoms can represent inadequate flow. But what usually happens with a heart attack is these pimples in the inner lining of these tubes, when they're not yet causing enough blockage to cause symptoms. It's usually when they're causing moderate blockage, 30-60%, under the radar screen of having symptoms, under the radar screen of a stress test. These pimples, for reasons we don't quite understand, it's a combination of inflammation, excess fats, the bad fats, not the good fats, but bad fats in the circulation, they rupture and they expose the wall. The pimple ruptures, there's a crack in the inner lining, and this exposes the inner lining of the circulation to fragments in the blood, which then rush over to the site to try to heal the wound, and your body overcompensates and fills up the plug and actually then blocks up the circulation for flow, and that's when you finally develop symptoms. And this is why at least a half and up to two-thirds of people who have a heart attack, their first symptom is the heart attack. And there's so many lessons here that we can learn. This is why we need to be down to ideal body weight. Obviously, you need to avoid cocaine or any non-prescribed harmful drugs. many of them can, especially cocaine, can damage the circulation to the heart and lead to the number one killer of Americans, heart attacks. And watch the blood pressure, all the things that obesity can cause. If you look at him and the size that he was a high risk because of his obesity for high blood pressure, for high cholesterol, and for diabetes. All of these things are risk factors. After the doctor says it's okay, you should be in an exercise program. And diet, I can't stress how important diet is. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, fish, turkey, veal. These are the things that you want to try to stress and stay away from the saturated fats, the bad fats, the fats that are called trans fats. These are the fats that you get in your cookies, your crackers. You want to stay away from trans fats, saturated fats, and you want to get the good healthy fats, the ones that you get in nuts and olive oil, the so-called monounsaturated, polyunsaturated. These are good fats. You want to stay away from the simple carbohydrates, the white flour products, the bakery goods, but you want to get the complex carbohydrates, the whole grains, and this is how you can help to stay healthy. And take some lessons here about alcohol. But I don't know what it was. This week I had these conversations with a lot of patients. It's really hard for women. You have to have 0 to 1 serving per day to have a healthy consumption of alcohol. Men, it's 1 to 2 servings per day. Here we're talking about 4 ounces of water, an ounce of a mixed drink, or a single beer, and an 8-ounce beer. And this is not an easy range. And this is why very few doctors recommend drinking, because we know the benefits of it, but we also know how hard it is to hit that sweet spot and just stay at a healthy level.
You know, it's really interesting as I'm listening to you describe all of this very important information, which is in the here and the now. I wonder about people. This is not your department because you're a man of science, but I'm asking the question sort of because it's in my mind about the self-destruct mechanism that some people have in their psyche. People who have what we would think is every reason to live. Nice young son, seems to be having a good marriage the second time around. But there are demons, Ken, that present themselves with people. And I think that, excuse me, that makes it hard for us to take sort of the mechanical point of view. There is a reality check that comes.
We can psychoanalyze. It's a little hard and unfair from this point. But often, and just before we go in there, I just want to mention we were talking about how to avoid this. I can't have this conversation without obviously saying don't smoke and also get the stress out of your life. But you know, that those are the risk factors for all this. But what Doug is talking about is so important, because we know that good mental health goes hand in hand and is a requirement to have good heart health. 50% of people with poor mental health have heart disease. 50% of with heart disease have mental health issues. And there are definitely, even in very successful people, these desires to self-destruct. You also have the Superman complex. A guy like this, you know, thinks nobody can hurt him. Nothing can hurt him. He's gotten this far. He can do whatever he wants. He's above it all. And this just proves he, like everyone else, puts on his pants one limb at a time.
One leg at a time, and you got to go to the bathroom every day. That's what we all have that in common. So that was an excellent overview. Thoughts, comments, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Your questions about your health and well-being, your medical report this week. What's the front page news from you? 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken here live, as he is every weekend at this time, to take your calls, to talk about some of these important stories and how they impact you. And he's brought to you in part by the folks who have prepared PT9 to help. By the way, this is PT9 formulated by a pharmacist, and that gives it credibility as far as Ken is concerned. So if you're suffering from the early symptoms of problems of the prostate, Ken has the way for you to consider working your way out of that problem.
Of course. And a question for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. Doug, it can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it is revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients. They help you with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and for your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, so if Ken has gotten to you with this message, here's how you take care of getting the product so that you can have the benefits that he's explained. Dial 800-811-6931. I repeat the number, 800-811-6931. And for a limited time, PT9 comes with an introductory half-price trial offer, and they're willing to give you three bottles of another product that they have that's working very well called Heart Factors. So the two products come together at one price. Mention Dr. Ken, and you get all kinds of other benefits. This is the chance for you to learn about two products that will help you for sure. 800-811-6931. It's a powerful message that Ken delivers. Take advantage of the information and get the help. 800-811-6931.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Come join us. Everybody emails me and says they can never get through, but now there's some lines open. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I'll answer all your health care questions from head to toe. No bills, no paperwork, hopefully little bits of weight. And if you don't get in right now, I promise you, if you wait till our second hour, there'll be no room. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. I've been in practice in Central Florida for over 25 years. I've been in medicine for almost 35 years. Almost nothing I haven't seen at least one time. I'd like to help you get to the next step, explain to you in easy-to-understand language what's going on, maybe provide some new options for you. I take a blended approach. I'm very trained traditionally, but I love evidence-based alternative medicine.
All right, so Dr. Ken is here at your side, and let's see, what do I always say? On your service, what is it? On your service, at your service, and on your side. Thank you.
Good job.
So, yeah, that's from the old days, the old record library days. 888-553-7536. There are a lot of things that are going on this week that have impacted people. The news about the AMA recognizing obesity as a disease, one wonders about that. Also, autism being tied to air pollution. You and I had little... Well, we always have these conversations. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree. The autism thing and air pollution, you were talking about diesel fumes, and in diesel fumes is mercury, and you know what I have in my mind about mercury and shots and all that other stuff. So perhaps
we'll get to that, and we're going to have some sparks, I'm sure, about this obesity issue.
All right, so what's on your mind? Let's help as many people as we can today, as usual, Ken. 888-55-DR-KEN. Now is the time to call.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big factor in Dr. Ken's cardiology practice, obviously, and his expertise there is unquestioned, as his studies, his PhDs, his MDs, got degrees, more degrees than there are on the thermometer. And he's here to take your temperature, literally and figuratively, at 888-553-7536. One of the things Ken also does is edit in his spare time the Good Day Health newsletter. So what's our focus this weekend for people who have signed up online, Ken, for this?
Well, in honor of James Gandolfini's death at age 51, we're going to devote the next 2 weeks of the newsletter to heart disease, all the latest breakthroughs in the medical journals, the practical breakthroughs that you can quickly add to your lifestyle to improve the quality of your life and maybe even help you stay on planet Earth longer. These are the bits of information in the journals that your doctors read each week on their desks currently, and we'll bring you this information for free. You can sign up at drkenshow.com and at dougsteffen.com. It's still all free. We do this as a labor of love.
So there are tips in here on how to alter your reality, what you're eating. Ken points out that in order to reduce the risk of stroke, for example, just add a bit more fiber to your diet every day. Now, some people confuse fiber with grains. Not necessarily are they one and the same. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who argue that grains are bad for you. Most of them, anyway. What do you think, Ken?
Well, I'm in the corner that I love whole grains. Mm-hmm. And if it says whole on it, I don't think you can get enough of it.
Yeah. All right. So the idea of dealing with the things that lead up to heart disease, stroke, circulatory difficulties. You've heard Ken and I talking for the past, it's almost 2 years, about Cardiol and how it deals with heart disease, heart attacks, and the dangers of stroke. The addition of CoQSol, these two things together, Ken. You've been talking to your patients about this, and I know you've had good luck. And I know we get calls every week. Somebody's asking if Cardiol and now CoQSol could be what they needed, even though they address two separate things. They both have to do with important areas of your heart and circulatory system.
Exactly, because did you know the leading cause of death, as we've been saying this morning, is heart disease? And as a cardiologist, I want to talk to you about safely managing your cholesterol levels, which is clearly a big risk factor. And one of the factors that can help you get rid of all this is the product I'm going to talk about. And it's help you lower your cholesterol. I found that one of the best products around is this all-natural cardiol, because cardiol, it's imported from Italy. It's subjected to stricter quality control than many supplements made right here in America. The result is a more potent product, free of contaminants. My patients have had great success lowering their cholesterol using cardiol, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days. And if you don't yet have plaque in your circulation, this is the ideal way to get your cholesterol down. If you already have plaque, we need to stabilize it. And these are the people who need this statin drug.
All right, so there's a free 30-day trial of cardiol awaiting you when you dial 888-809-6424, so you get the benefits of what Ken has explained. Or you can go to cardiol.net/Ken. That's cardiol.net/KEN. Ask for the free 30-day trial of cardiol. And while you're in there, ask about CoQSol. CoQSol, the CoQ10 product that's better than what you can find anyplace else because it has more of the right ingredients. That's why Ken suggests that you do what the folks at Solana Health have suggested. Get on the line, 888-809-6424. Not only do you get a free 30-day trial of cardiol if you ask for it, but you get a free 30-day trial of CoQSol as well. The high-absorbing CoQ10 product. You pay shipping and handling for each of the products. That's it. No strings attached, no auto-billing. If you like the product, you call them back and say, please ship me some. Cardiol.net/Ken or call 888-809-6424 to take advantage of these products and their availability. Gary's in Ocala, Florida with a question for Dr. Ken. Yes, Gary, you're on the air live now. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I have a question on plantar fasciitis. 12 years ago, it was so bad that I couldn't put my left heel down on the ground. It just was tremendous. I went into the podiatrist and had the treatment, so I got the cortisone shots.
Gary, give me a second. Let me explain to everybody what you're talking about. It's a tough one to pronounce. It's called plantar fasciitis, and it involves pain and inflammation of a thick band of tissue that's called the plantar fascia that runs across the bottom of your feet, and this connects your heel bone to your toe, and it's one of the most common causes of heel pain, and if you've ever had it, you'd be very sympathetic to Gary. Go ahead.
Yes, and then I had the cortisone shots, and they lasted for 8 years. Then it came back, and it was tremendous again, and that went away, and now it's only been 4 years, but I'm starting to feel it again when I get up in the morning, and I do use the 10-second inserts in the shoes.
Gary, what's the question? We're running out of time.
Oh, okay. I'm doing the stretching where you put the 1 foot back and you stretch it real hard and it burns the back of your calves and it stretches that muscle. And after doing that, it seemed where it's starting to eliminate it and I'm not feeling it again in the mornings. Is this exercise good for from here on out and I won't have to go get cortisone again?
Well, all right, so you'll have to wait for the answer to that. So stand by. It's something that is this is an important question for a lot of people, I would think, Ken. 888-553-7536. As you continue, don't forget about Dr. Ken. I'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on. Actually, I'm going to have him tell you more about what's going on at his clinic. Pretty exciting stuff. It's coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
After the hour, another half hour of information, conversation, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Weekend program, taking your calls for Dr. Ken with a focus on your own medical situation, 888-553-7536. You can blog with Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Just click on the upper right-hand corner and let the blogging begin. All questions about medical, and some people are, if you will, encouraged by or they're sort of driven, maybe the right word, to get into more exchanges with Dr. Ken and people on his staff because of things that we talk about here on the air. Such is the case with, hold on just a second, I'm going to get Gary on the air again. Gary, who has a, how do you pronounce that again, Ken?
Plantar fasciitis.
All right. So go ahead, you guys back to it.
Hi, Gary. This is an inflammation of a band of tissue that connects the heels to the toes. It's most common, one of the most common causes of foot pain. It's very painful, and it's a common problem, and Gary has had this. The good news is that about 90% of the people who have this plantar fasciitis, they recover with so-called conservative treatment in just a few months. Gary was asking me about treatment, and let's talk first about conservative treatment. Gary, I guess you've had some medications. Usually we start off with the non-steroidal and anti-inflammatory drugs. These are things like Motrin, Advil, Aleve. And sometimes we have to give you corticosteroids. These can be placed on the skin or sometimes they have to be injected. And also you were mentioning some of the exercises that you do for this. Physical therapy is so important. Getting a good physical therapist who can instruct you in these stretching exercises that you were you're describing, Gary, is key, and I would recommend this being an important part of it. Night splints can sometimes help. The physical therapist may recommend wearing a splint that stretches these areas when you sleep. And also, sometimes shoe orthotics, I think you were even mentioning this. And then sometimes, unfortunately, we have to think about surgical aspects to do to treat this.
Okay. So the surgical is going in and cutting.
Yes. How are you doing right now? Have you exhausted your so-called conservative options?
Well, that's the thing. I've been doing that stretch exercise in the morning, which is it burns so much, but it's a good stretch, and it seems to be easing the pain off, and I haven't felt it in a few days. That's the thing. I'm thinking with stretching, that may be the cure for here on out.
You may want, well, that's so important. I would work with a physical therapist before I went to surgery. One of the other ways of treating this before going to surgery is extracorporeal shockwave therapy. This is a standard therapy that's new. You may want to talk to the podiatrist about this. It has been shown to be effective as a treatment before you go to the surgical possibility.
Oh, that sounds great.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call, and best of luck to you. 888-553-7536. Moving along to Ann, who's in Burlington, Iowa. Ann, how may we be of service to you, ma'am?
Yes. My son goes in to give blood, and the last two or three times he's gone in, his iron has been too high. And I've never heard of that before. I'm wondering what problems it would cause. Is it something he should do something about? You know, I've just never even heard of that before.
Well, there's an item which I'm sure is not on the tip of your tongue called hemochromatosis, and it's a mouthful, hemochromatosis, and it causes your body to absorb too much iron from the food you eat. And this can be stored in your organs, especially the liver, the heart, and the pancreas. And this can poison these organs. And it can lead to some horrible things like cancer. It can cause, in my area, heart irregularities. We call these heart arrhythmias. And also to cirrhosis. Does he have a good internist?
He will have.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different causes for this. There are inherited causes for it. So you and your husband may want to get checked for this. And and this is something that can be usually easily diagnosed by blood tests. And the treatment for this is usually blood removal. You know, the old leeches, these doctors were maybe ahead of times. I'm joking a little bit, but old leech treatments were certainly used for a lot of things other than too much iron in the body. But this is one area where being a blood donor is very helpful. This is where you want to give away your blood, and sometimes it can be.
They wouldn't take it because it
right.
was too high.
And I was about to say that, because usually it's the blood is not usable, but you can get checked and see, but it needs to be taken.
Okay. Well, I am extremely glad I called.
We are too. Thank you. 888-553-7536. How about we move on to Jerry, who's in Georgia. Jerry, what is the problem, and what would you like us to hear from you as to the situation that we can deal with?
Good morning. My 65-year-old wife was eating a lot of whole grains and fiber and so forth until she had a perforated ulcer and then a pretty radical stomach surgery. And now the surgeon has recommended only white bread, for instance, and none of the grains. Whole grains. So I'm wondering, how does that G-Hall with, good recommendation to eat more whole grains and
Great, Jerry, great question. I'm so glad you called. You know, I give and this is why we're not practicing medicine here on the radio, and I give general information, guidelines for the general population, and when you have specific illnesses, you have to focus this with your doctor. But in general, we know from a lot of research that whole grains will lower the risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer. It'll actually improve digestive health, but there is a subset of people who get irritated or inflamed by it. It'll just in general help you to stay alive longer. But there are people who have allergies to some of the whole grains. There are some people whose GI, stomach and intestinal tracts, don't react well to it. So ask your doctor if you have these issues to get specific advice. I was giving general population information.
Yeah, my understanding is that his claim was that it was harder to digest. But I mean, she had no cancer or anything. It was from taking some meloxicam for 3 years, they claimed, and that did the perforated ulcer. So, you know, so you're saying it's less better, not as easily digested, so that's the reason she's protein first and sweets last, you know, for instance.
And that's for some people, but for most people, the studies show that keeping the stool soft and bulky, the fiber in the whole grains actually helps prevent constipation, and it also can prevent diverticular disease. These are the development of tiny pouches inside the colon that are easily irritated and inflamed. It just decreases the pressure in your intestines to lower the risk of diverticular disease. So this is the yin-yang of medicine. In some people, it's especially helpful, but and that's most. Definitely most people it helps, but there might be a subset of people who are sensitive. So, again, listen to your body.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. Be patient, and we will get to you as quickly as we can. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com, because also sometimes people are listening and they can't get to a phone. Whatever your situation, we're happy to deal with you individually. Ken was talking earlier, excuse me, just a bit about the changes in his office and at his clinic. And I never remember, you know what, we have these conversations, it's like one goes on whether we're on the air or off the air. So I don't remember how much you updated people on the situation. But I know a lot of people in the Southeast want to know what your local number is. It's 352-735-1400. So what's new and how has all this new technology worked? This is actually the first week you've had the ability to use some of this technology that's unique, not only in our country, but or the other way around, not only in Florida, but around the country. Not many doctors have what you have in your clinic, Ken.
Well, I'm very happy we've brought to our office some of the exciting new technology pioneered at the Cleveland Clinic and Johns Hopkins University and some of the other major universities across the country that helps us to get in early and diagnose the non-invasively the number one killer of Americans, coronary artery disease, and help to prevent heart attacks. And wasn't it amazing this week with the death of James Gandolfini that in the same week at Lake Cardiology, our practice, we introduced this new technology. We've been for the past 9 years doing a procedure called CT angiography, which is a procedure, one of the several non-invasive ways we can actually evaluate coronary artery disease, the number one killer of Americans. In the past, we've had stress tests. If you've had symptoms suggestive of coronary artery disease, like chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, dizziness, lightheadedness. If we were wondering if these symptoms were due to blockages in the coronaries, which usually have to be more than 70%, we can do some sort of stress test. It's like starting up the motor and watching and seeing if there's parts of the engine that aren't functioning properly. However, the big problem is that most heart attacks occur at levels of blockage under the radar screen of a stress test, these 30 to 60% blockages. And we'd like to know if you have these blockages, because there are things we can do to stabilize these pimples on the inner surface of the circulation to lower the risk of them rupturing, to lower the risk of having a heart attack. So right now we have this wonderful procedure called CT coronary angiography. We also have a procedure that was the prior cutting-edge technology you may have heard of called calcium scoring. This is a calcium scoring as a way to determine if there's any calcium inside the lining of the coronaries. And there shouldn't be any calcium on the coronaries. All your calcium should be in the bones or in the blood. The calcium score tells us if there is any calcium in the wall of the pipes. We know that there's two types of plaquing, hard calcified plaques and soft fatty plaques. The problem with the calcium score is that it can be zero, that is no calcium, no hard plaque, but you can have tons of fatty soft plaque, and it's the soft fatty plaque that ruptures and causes the heart attack. So although a calcium score above zero tells us we've got to get you stabilized with your plaque to lower the risk, it leaves us wide open to not diagnosing when you have a soft fatty plaque, and that can lead to a heart attack. So this new advanced technology that came out, and we started doing it about 2004, it came out about 2003, where we can actually in three dimensions, like a tunnel engineer, go into your circulation and walk through it and see if there's any plaque. And this technology has advanced over the last 10 years, and this week we added the latest advancement. It's allows us to, I am not kidding you, lower the amount of radiation up to 50% in each case. We do need to inject a little bit of contrast into you, and we do need to use radiation when we do this procedure. And I've been trying to make this more and more safe for everybody, and I was so proud this week when we did our first several patients very successfully, and we are cutting radiation in patients up to 50% at minimum 30% compared to the prior technology, and we're so pleased about this. And I recommend that men, and I'm lowering the age group. This is not self-serving. This is what many cardiologists who are doing, who are very interested in cutting-edge prevention. And the death this week of James Gandolfini represents this. If you're a guy age 35 and have any of the risk factors, one other risk factor for heart disease, and here we're talking about such things as smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a family history. This means a heart attack in a male, your parents or a sibling, a brother under the age of 55, or a heart attack or sudden cardiac death in a female under the age of 65, that's your mom or a sister, that gives you risk, and or too much stress, obesity, inactivity, poor diet. If you are a male 35 or a female age 40 and older with at least one risk factor, I urge you get screened at least with the calcium score. But the problem with the calcium score is that it leaves out these soft fatty plaques, and that's why the CT coronary angiography is just a wonderful addition. It's a non-invasive procedure, and I know that people have been concerned about the radiation, but now with this product called iDose 4, we can lower the radiation up to 50% compared to what it was previously. I've been through this procedure for peace of mind myself. I went through it before we had this new technology to lower the radiation.
All right, so Ken's number, local number in Florida, for those of you who are in that area, southeastern part of the country, want to take advantage of this, 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues with your calls at 888-553-7536. Straight ahead.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by CoverGirl. Keeping up with the latest fashion trends can be hard to do with so many different styles to choose from, but one look is setting the fashion industry on fire. Jen Chamberlain is a beauty trends expert at Procter & Gamble.
The flaming femme look is inspired by by fire. It's a color palette that goes from flame to ashes, and it has hues of fiery red, pink, cool gray, and blues. Women can set their summer look on fire with a Flaming Femme trend. You can blend blazing colors and smooth liner to customize your Flaming Femme look.
It's inspired by CoverGirl's new Flamed Out product line, which includes mascaras and shadow pots and pencils. Get the complete look exclusively at Ulta Beauty. To celebrate the new line, CoverGirl is offering a special buy one, get one 50% off deal at Ulta Beauty, one of the nation's largest beauty retailers. The offer is valid through Friday, June 28th. For more, visit CoverGirl.com. I'm Martha Padilla.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now we're at 53 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by this appearance product. A lot of times you think that the doctor is interested in internal, but a lot of times the things that are external help, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, to sort of have your mind working better about you. If you feel better about the way you look, mind, body, spirit, all that stuff is connected, in my estimation. And so when you're working on your appearance, it also helps you to work on your psyche, and your psyche helps to make your body healthier. It's like a 1, 2, 3, up the steps we go, Ken.
Well, is your hair thinning more and more every day? Summer is here, lots of sun, beach, and friends. But if you have premature thinning hair, it means frustration, even embarrassment. This time, you can do something about it. Provia Natural Hair Thinning Treatment from Chamonix tackles the three main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and with brilliant results. With Provia, you can put thinning hair behind you safely and naturally. That's why I like it. Imagine no more hair. hair falling out in the sink and no more trying to hide that dreaded spot. Provia works for both men and women, and it's perfectly safe for colored hair. Your mirror will tell you it's working, and of course, you'll get all those compliments from everyone around you, and the results, they're guaranteed, or your money back.
All right, so here's how you get this Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. The fact that you can put thinning hair behind you is a great thing. You can clean out the pores. They're the all-natural ingredients so that the hair starts growing again. Results are guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-543-5817 to make the connection with this company so you can order this product. It will work for both men and women, as Ken said. 800-543-5817. And right now, mention Dr. Ken. You get free rush shipping. You get an extra month supply of Provia, and you get an extra surprise gift. So three extra things when you dial 800-543-5817 for Provia. Clean up the hair. Make your hair look better. Make your whole appearance shine. 800-543-5817. Let's talk to Ginger, who's in Vero Beach, WTTV. Hi there, Ginger. How are you doing?
Hi, Doug. I'm good.
Good. What's up?
Last year, I had a TIA. And
can you explain what a TIA is?
Transient ischemic attack. It also goes by the name reversible stroke. It's due to either some congestion, plaquing in the carotid, the pipe from the heart to the brain. It can sometimes be due to a rhythm disorder in the heart that causes a clot to be transmitted from the heart to the brain, and it usually does not cause any permanent damage.
All right.
But it's a huge warning.
Atrial fibrillation.
You have atrial fibrillation. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Atrial fibrillation is the most common abnormality of heart rhythm. The upper part of the heart beats like a bag of worms, and this creates clotting inside the heart. And this is why we put most people, based on your risk for having a stroke or a TIA, on permanent blood thinner. Ginger, I hope you're on either Coumadin, Warfarin, or one of these newer agents that thin the blood where you don't have to get your blood checked.
I'm on Coumadin, and I'm taking Sotalol and Cardizem.
Okay. Sotalol and Cardizem, these are antiarrhythmics. They help to control the heart rhythm. Cardizem slows the lower part of the heart when it's bombarded with such rapid beating from the upper part of the heart, the atrial fibrillation. The Sotalol helps to suppress the chaotic rhythm of the upper part of the heart to keep you in regular rhythm. And then the Coumadin or Warfarin lowers your risk dramatically of having a TIA or a stroke. Were you on Coumadin when you had your TIA?
No, I didn't know. I had
everybody listening, please hear Ginger, because no one wants to go on the Coumadin or these blood thinners. I don't blame them, but it's a real thing, and Ginger's a living example, and I'm glad that it was only a TIA.
All right, so now that we've had all of that, Ginger, you're going to have to hold on because we've got to pause here for the news at the top of the hour. I know there's a question in here somewhere, and now that we've explained the situation, TIAs are something that are fairly common, and so it's good that Ken explained what they're all about. He has to deal with them all the time, I'm sure, probably every day. You've got somebody who's showing up with the complications of a TIA.
Too common, and we can talk about next hour to reduce your risk.
Right. All right. So, Ginger, if you'd hold on. Everybody else who's on the line, please be patient. We'll get to you in the next hour. 888-553-7536. The essence of your pharmacist as a... I'm sorry. Well, I actually was turning around. Somebody asked a question about pharmacists and physicians. Can your pharmacist be a physician, or the other way around, your physician be a pharmacist? Up in the next hour. Have a good day weekend.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.